Hello, fellow Rebel Capitals. Hope you're well. Wanted to go over some big news in the housing market. Is this an indication that prices could be coming down? Let's shoot over to CNBC and check this out. We've got pending home sales fell 20% in June versus a year earlier as mortgage rates soared. But I think it's more than just mortgage rates, because what we've seen is prices haven't really come down yet. This could be a leading indicator, like I was saying. But so how can prices stabilize or maybe even continue to go up slightly if we see a 20% decline in sales because there's just fewer homes being sold? So this is just a great example of how prices are set at the margin. It's interesting that at any given time, we only have about, let's just say, 500,000 homes for sale in the United States. And that's with a housing stock of, I think last I spoke to Hartman about this, I think he said it was like 150 million homes that we have in the United States. So was it 150 or that doesn't sound right? Oh, yeah, that's probably right. 150. We've got 350 million people. Many people own more than one home. Let's say it's 100 million. Regardless, you got 100 million homes and only 500,000 are for sale at any given time, but yet the price of all 100 million homes is being set by the 500 that are for sale. Prices are set at the margin, right? So what we have is fewer home sales, but probably fewer homes for sale in the first place. So it's not like there aren't any buyers, but there aren't any, or potentially a mixture of both, where there's not as many buyers, but there's not as many sellers. And this article, and most articles you see in the mainstream media, focus on the amount of just sales, implying that there's fewer buyers. And again, I think we got to look at both sides of the equation here, but let's get into the article. Signed contracts to purchase existing homes dropped 20% in June compared to the same month a year ago. Pending home sales also fell 8.6. Economists predicted 1%. The decline coincided with mortgage rates soaring to above 6%. So again, they're implying that this is on the demand side of the equation, but maybe fewer people are selling because they don't want to lose the cheap 30-year fixed rate loan they already have. I think I was talking to Kenny about that the other day, Ken McElroy. So the NAR, National Association of Realtors, is now forecasting total sales for this year will be down 13%. But again, I don't think it's really affected prices too much yet. That's the key. I think prices are kind of like the unemployment rate, where it's maybe even more so. And the fact that it's a lagging indicator, because as we all know, home sellers are very hesitant to lower their price because they're always telling themselves, oh, well, the guy next door got $500,000 for his house and my house is better because I've got a new front door and a new roof and blah, 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 blah. Hey guys, I want to remind you to check out Rebel Capitalist Pro. This is the incredible online investment forum that I have with investment experts Lynn Alden and Chris McIntosh. It includes professionals such as Patrick Serezna from Macro Voices. He specializes in options. Tony Greer, commodity trading. Jason Hartman, real estate. And Brent Johnson with macro economics. If you want to build wealth and thrive in this world of out of control central banks and big governments, Rebel Capitalist Pro is the resource you need. So check it out today at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. We'll see you inside with the fellow Rebel Capitalists that are taking their investing to the next level. So it takes a long time for them to start lowering their prices. This is exactly what we saw in 2007, 2008, 2009, GFC. they don't just drop their prices by 50% overnight. That happens over the course of many years, usually. So I think the main takeaway here is what we have to look for are leading indicators that would imply that in the future, prices will most likely come down. I think this is one of those leading indicators. On a monthly basis, we got that. Contract signings to buy homes will be tumbling down as long as mortgage rates are climbing. Okay. This is the chief economist for the National Association of Realtors. I might have done a panel discussion with this guy. At Ken's event, it's called Limitless. It's about a couple months ago now. I did a panel discussion to kick off the event with two economists, and they were, I think one was from the National Association of Realtors. So I might have done a panel discussion with this guy. But regardless, let's keep going here. So there are indications mortgage rates will be topping very close to a cyclical high in July. If so, pending contracts should also begin to stabilize. So what they're saying is, I think, or maybe implying, is listen, we're going into recession. Fed's going to lower rates. It's going to bring mortgage rates back down. So the pending contracts should begin to stabilize. So if we're just focusing on the demand side of the equation here, which it sounds like Lawrence is doing, we've got to ask ourselves, okay, let's say we go into a recession, unemployment rate most likely increasing, stocks going down, which is a main source of purchasing power, or not, I'm not going to say main, but a huge source of purchasing power. And is it safe to assume that even if rates come down, the people are going to be able to afford the homes if we're going into an economic slowdown? I don't know. I think that's a question we should be asking. I don't think we can just assume that if we go into an economic slowdown, rates come down, that that's going to somehow mean that there's going to be an increase in aggregate demand for housing. It all depends on how bad the recession is. So the NAR are now forecasting total sales for this year to be down 13%, but they say they should start to rise in 2023. The one thing you got to realize about the National Association of Realtors is they always have a positive spin on the real estate market. Always, always. So they're never, ever going to tell you that you know, now is not a good time to buy real estate. They're always going to say, oh, yes, it's down right now, but we're expecting a rise in 2023. But that upbeat forecast depends on mortgage rates. So they're saying they're expecting a rise in 2023 because mortgage rates coming down. But why would mortgage rates come down? Because Fed takes, who knows, Fed funds down to, or they pause, or they pivot, or they go back down to 1%. But you get my point. Just because mortgage rates come down doesn't necessarily mean there's a lot more demand for housing based on what the economic environment looks like. And pretty much the guy, this George person, senior economist at realtor.com, says the same thing. Looking ahead, to slow down economic activity and pullback in business investment could lead to moderation in pace of mortgage rate gains. So what he's saying is a recession basically will lead to lower mortgage rates as investors shift allocation safety. Okay, so what he's implying there is that investors will go into the 10-year, 10-year will come down, therefore mortgage rates will come down as well. I mean, you're assuming that inflation comes down and you're going to assume that the Fed might start QE again, because if they don't, and inflation remains high, there's going to be a risk premium. Or it is true that the 10-year comes down, it'll put lower pressure on mortgage rates, but the mortgage rates might not go down to the same degree the 10-year goes down if there's an additional risk premium for high rates of future inflation expectations. So he says, combined with increased housing supply, we could see improved opportunities for homebuyers later in the year. And again, I love how they spin everything to be positive. It's not that we could see housing prices go down. Oh, no. We could see improved opportunities for homebuyers. That cracks me up. So wait a minute here. What is this? Hold on. I just noticed this. More from CNBC. When was this here? Oh, okay. That old story. All right, guys, there you have it. So maybe some cracks we're seeing in the housing market with these numbers that are kind of leading indicators that could imply the lagging indicator of prices coming down in the future. We'll have to wait and find out. As always, make sure that you're enjoying the rest of your afternoon. Stand up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. We'll see you in the next video.